know how you always want to know about everyone else's money? On the podcast, What We Spend, guests will, for 1 week, tell us everything they spend their money on.
My son slammed $6 worth of blueberries in 5 minutes.
And everything that makes them feel.
I want to own a house. I want to have a child. But this morning, I really wanted a coffee.
Because at the end of the day, money is always about more than your balance. Listen to and follow What We Spend, an Odyssey original podcast. Available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Don Arthur, owner and pharmacist at Brighton Eggert Pharmacy in Tonawanda, is joining us on the WBEN Trocare College Live Line. President Trump yesterday signed an executive order to slash drug prices by 30 to 80%. Don, you've been talking to us several times about the need for relief here with prescription drugs. Is this what we think it is?
I sure hope so. You know, good morning, Brian and Susan. We've been on this issue, we Community Pharmacy, Rite Aid, unfortunately it looks like it's too late for them, but we've been on this issue for 30 years. You know, why is the U.S. citizens, why is our country subsidizing the world when it comes to brand prescription pricing?
Yeah, well, what we understand is that there's now a 30-day deadline for drug makers to electively lower the cost of prescription drugs or face new limits down the road over what the government will pay to these drug makers. So from that understanding of it, it kind of gets around this idea of the government setting the price, which does happen in other countries but can't happen here. Is that right?
Exactly. That's the problem. We don't have price controls, and that's going to be the challenge. 30 days, that would be amazing, but this is going to be challenged, unfortunately. But if you've noticed, at 10 o'clock when the announcement was made, with an incredible day in the stock market, the pharma, the drug company stocks, they started to go down quickly. But by the afternoon, they went up because, honestly, I think that when I use the Ozempic example, we're paying $1,000, close to $1,000, Canada, close to $100, Europe, close to $100, China, less than $100, Russia, $100. So if we can, we're 4 to 5% of the U.S. population. If we can get that medicine to a worldwide price of $150, the drug companies will be fine. But imagine in the U.S. if we can take a $1,000 brand name drug down to $150. But to get this accomplished, to have the pharma industry voluntarily do what I just said in 30 days, that's going to be really difficult.
The president used the Ozempic example yesterday, except he called it the fat shot when he was talking. But is this something that you think everyone will benefit from if it goes through?
In the United States, absolutely. Worldwide, not exactly. But that's not even a U.S. company. That's a Denmark company. And think about it. The U.S. government, the U.S. private employers, the citizens, we're all subsidizing the world for Ozempic. It's just wrong. We're going to have, I tried to fill a medication this morning just a half an hour ago for Brilinta. Brilinta is a brand name drug. It's a blood thinner. It's a $600 medicine. United Healthcare, it's available generically. I tried to fill the generic alternative, which came out last month, which is $100. United Healthcare rejected the claim and told me to use the $600 version. That's because of these prescription benefit manager middlemen. The rebate to the middleman in United Healthcare is $300-$500 per prescription. If the president is successful and we can get the brand name prices down to what the rest of the world pays, it will eliminate this spread that these prescription benefit manager middlemen have created. And yes, we'll all benefit.
I mean, aside from this way, how else do we see drug prices come down? I've been reading a lot about this when they're talking about Ozempic, Wegovy, some of these weight loss drugs that are out there right now. They're becoming more popular, so more people are making them. And then there's the idea that this will be available in pill form and kind of be a little bit more widespread, which would bring down the cost. Is that something that generally happens, or only with a select few drugs that become, really kind of popular throughout the country?
In my experience, the last 30 years, every brand name drug introduction is very, very expensive. And again, it takes 15, 20 years to develop a successful new brand name drug. And for everyone that gets FDA approval, 90 fell. So I understand that. But the pharmas worldwide, they're accepting these lower prices in every other country but the U.S. So again, I think this is something that should have happened a long time ago. The price needs to be raised to every other country that's utilizing and benefiting these for their citizens. And that, again, will allow pharma to lower the price to the U.S. citizens, and they can continue to do research and development. You know, they're spending every night primetime TV. What are we seeing? We're seeing these $1 million worth of ads for brand name pharmaceuticals. When did drug companies need to market directly to patients? That's the job of the physician. Educate our physicians in the community on new innovative medicines and allow them to prescribe them for their patients. We don't need to see it on $1 million evening ads.
The middlemen that you talked about, the PBMs, prescription drug managers, do they go away with this new plan?
Wouldn't that be wonderful? Highmark, Blue Cross, Univera, why would you need, again, remember, we've talked about this. They were invented in the 70s because, like MasterCard and Visa, we needed a technology platform to process claims on a daily basis for 350 million Americans. But those three middlemen are processing claims for 250 million Americans daily, 80% of the country. United Healthcare's Optum Express, which Highmark Blue Cross uses, and CVS Caremark. I don't think there'll be a need for them because their value, the reason they're such rich companies is because they've hidden, they've been unregulated. They extract huge rebates from these brand name companies, which is what's fueling the rise in brand name pricing. But they're not passing those on to the patients and the government and the purchasers of insurance. But if we take Ozempic from $1,000 to $150, there will be no need for the manufacturer to be squeezed by the middlemen and provide a rebate. So, yeah, they're going to oppose this vigorously over the next 30 days and beyond, and they're the problem.
Well, Don, thanks for joining us and helping us understand a little bit of what's going on as the president signing an executive order, setting a deadline for drug makers to lower the cost of prescription drugs. It's Don Arthur, Brighton and Eggert Pharmacy, joining us live this morning.
Podcasting isn't just evolving. It's having a full-blown identity crisis. I'm Allison Marino, host of What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined, a new series that pulls back the curtain on the forces shaping the medium now and what that means for all of us who love podcasts. I'm really excited to share the official trailer where you'll hear from some of the biggest names in the space. Ira Glass, Leo Laporte, Guy Raz, Hernan Lopez, Lex Fridman, AJ Feliciano, Dan Granger, and yeah, me too. Here it is now.
I still want to kill the word podcast.
That's not just a hot take. It's a symptom of an identity crisis.
Big company run media, and people are trusting it less and less. It's really important that we're independent.
There's a handful of companies that control the vast majority of podcast inventory that have the vast majority of the gigantic shows.
We left radio behind for a reason. We wanted to get away from all the gatekeepers.
I don't know that you could do this as effectively in video.
Podcasting is at a crossroads. I've watched the industry swing from hype to consolidation to reinvention. But this time it's different. From the producers of the documentary Age of Audio, Oxford Road presents the Media Roundtable special series. What's a podcast? The Revolution Redefined.
All of us who work in the media, like, yeah, we got to run a business and like, we got to make a living and we got to sell our ads and we got to do all that. But we all got into it because like, I think most of us, like it just gave us a feeling.
A three-part series where you'll hear the leading industry voices give their takes on what podcasting has become and where it's headed next. Teaming up with Oxford Road and Age of Audio director Sean Colon for this series was fun, but also kind of a wake-up call. If you love this medium as much as I do, you've got to listen to What's a Podcast? The Revolution Redefined. It's out now, wherever you get your podcasts.